Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. Episode 136 with a twist. We're in the UK. We'll be introducing you to Marcus Sargent. He's with the Glee Club in Birmingham. He books a lot of bands. He'll talk about what he likes about Canadian acts. We also talk to the Great Lakes Swimmers there. We've got some of their new album. We've also got some great music from Coast to Coast and some other friends from the UK. Let's get started here in Toronto. This is Madison Violet.
Whenever I'm away, I keep you in wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. From the garbage can, I listen to my plan. Well, you're so beautiful, I wanna make you my wife. We could be together for the rest of our life. When we snuggle up, you make me feel good. I wanna love you, baby, like a good man should. Janie Jane, Janie Jane, my Janie Jane, Janie Jane. I'll never be the same, my Janie Jane, Janie Jane. I love you every day, my Janie Jane, Janie Jane. You know I keep an open heart, I keep an open heart. Well, it's a brand new start. I snatch a cage around my heart. Beautiful, I wanna make you my wife. We could be together for the rest of our lives. When we snuggle up, you make me feel good. I wanna love you, baby, like a good man should. A Janie Jane, Janie Jane. A Janie Jane, Janie Jane. I'll never be the same. My Janie Jane, Janie Jane. Been round my brain, my Janie Jane, Janie Jane. I'll never be the same, my Janie Jane, Janie Jane. Thank you.
Just heard something really, really cool that I want to talk to you about. The song was called Keewatin Arctic, and it's from a collection of songs called Record of the Week Club. It comes from Winnipeg, and it's for a really good cause, and it's a really good idea. What the idea loosely is they take three local musicians and put them in a room together for one day, and they've got to produce a song. And so this one included John K. Sampson, who you will know from the Weaker Thans, and you might have recognized his voice, and a couple of other artists, an Inuit throat singer by the name of Nikki something. You'll find it in the liner notes. It's just this great collection and this great idea. And I recommend that you check this out, myspace.com, Record of the Week Club, and you can get to their website. The release date is June 6, 2009. An album worth having. It's a collector for sure. We'll hear something more from that. But let's see, what else did we have? Oh, yeah, we had some Jerome Gaudu. Now, I remember this guy from the Phantoms. Now, some of you who go back that far, I saw the Phantoms at a place called the Ontario Place Forum. It was a little rotating stage in a little valley, and everyone sat around it. There were some seating areas and then some grassy areas, and the stage just kept going in circles. And Jeff Healey played there. I've seen an act by the name of Kid Creo and the Coconuts there. I've seen Smokey Robinson. I've seen Bruce Coburn. And this particular night, I think, was the Phantoms opening up for Jeff Healey. And Jerome has played on the Air Canada stage. He's played all over the world. He's a really remarkable guy, still doing his own thing. And that, he might have been channeling, Buddy Holly or something. Made me want to drive in a great big convertible Cadillac, which I've never done. That was called Janie Janie. Brand new record, Jerome, and man, you sound great. And we opened up with Madison Violet, Mad Violet to some, local Toronto band, duet. Well, they've got a supporting staff too, but two principals. They're on True North Records. You'll be hearing more about them soon on IndieCan. We've got on deck, The Compound. Some of you who've come out to IndieCan events might have seen them at the Annex Rec Room. Simon used to play with a band called Sam Hell, a band that his demise was far too early for my liking. But I love this great new project of his called The Compound. That's coming up. Soon we're going to Birmingham, England. I'm going to introduce you to a guy named Marcus Sargent. He's the promoter, the booker for a place called The Glee Club in Birmingham. He loves Canadian artists. He loves artists from all around the world, but he really loves what he does. He's been doing it for a long time. I talked to him when I went to go see the Great Lakes Swimmers there, and we're going to hear from Tony Decker and a little bit from his new record. One of the things I was doing when I was in the UK was helping out with a cause that's near and dear to my heart called Forever Searching. And Tony has graciously let them use, they help find missing children. And one of his songs, Where in the World Are You Now, is being used in some of their promotional videos on YouTube. So way to go, Tony. You'll also meet Tara London, at least musically. She's another artist from the UK who's helping out in the same way. But first, let's get to, let's see, what are we going to do? How about some more of this Record of the Week Club, Live for Love. This is Rusty from Waking Eyes, Carla from Jacob and Lily, and someone by the name of Dimitra that I don't know yet. Here we go.
My love, I don't know what to do. I know it's you I want, and even though we've paid our dues, do you want to know? How do I truly feel? I haven't a care in the whole.
Start again and live for love. Hi, my name is Brandon Vitalingam from Jada Rebel Entertainment, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
What a world we're living in. So try to run ahead, try to be a man by doing what I can. But I don't think there's purpose for you anywhere. I try to find a reason, but they're not clear. Maybe the lack of hope will disappear. I'm going down, so I need to be free, free from misery. And yes, this is my free, but I don't think there's purpose for you anyway. I try to find a reason, but they're not clear. All I know is I can't persevere, and I feel.
Place to stay. Just leave your
Okay, that was Rude Boy. Rude Boy just came out with a full-length album. It's an album because I have the CD, but it has side one and side two. And we played a song that we've played here before called Stand Your Ground. That's been around. That goes back to the days of their EP. But it seemed to go so well with the Compounds' Take a Stand. So I thought there was some symmetry there, and I thought I'd just go with it. We have on deck our Birmingham visit, and I'm looking forward to bringing that to you. And here is someone I'd like to introduce to you from the UK, Tara London, someone I met in the UK. Actually, I learned all about her online first, but it was great to meet her in person. This is Find Your Way Home.
Your way home. is Tony Decker from Great Lake Swimmers, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
The UK's always been good to you. Europe's always been good to you. Can you start off with your history with coming here, how it got started, and how your fan base has grown the way it has? Because it's really quite remarkable.
Well, I first started coming over on the first album, actually, which came out in Europe a year after it came out in Canada. And the first album was basically a solo project, and I came over solo and started playing shows, opening for other bands, and doing my own little tours in Europe. And it just sort of built from there. I had a great response right off the bat, really great reviews, and kept coming back, and I was able to build to the point where I'm able to bring a full band, and it's just sort of all evolved at the same time, the band and the touring and everything. So,
On a more practical note, when you're in the UK, who drives?
we have someone to help us with the driving and tour managing and stuff. I've driven in the UK before, and it takes a couple minutes to wrap your head around it, but once you get it, it's not that tough.
Now, a significant trend in Canadian culture would be plaid shirts and facial hair. What would you say about that?
I don't know.
I mean, other than Julia, of course, yeah. You and Eric and Brent and who am I missing? Rick?
Greg,
yeah. Sorry. You know, all bearded, and it seems to be a phenomenal, which you were maybe leading the pack in with Canadian indie bands now.
Right. I don't know. I think maybe it's like, it could be a tour thing, maybe. I don't know. Like, these are our playoff beards, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure exactly. It's definitely easier to maintain than it's nice not having to worry to shave every day, I guess. But,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I never thought much about the style, actually. More about the functionality.
Yeah, there's a certain practicality to it, yeah. In indie life, isn't there?
For sure.
Full of promises.
just enough nightfall to cover up the strays. Now the river's like horses unbroken, and it really is time for a change. And it moves and connects with the uniform, and the bodies return to their makers. And it's good and it's true, let it wash over you, untethered and without a reason.
The new record, how would you say you've evolved as a songwriter, and what are your feelings about the new project?
I think I'm really happy with how it's all sort of come together and turned out. I kind of challenged myself to be more concise than I have in the past in terms of trying to distill a sort of a big idea into simple terms and into a small period of time, small period of space within. You know, I really tried to use the minute of the 3 or 4 minute song as a way to kind of like get a, you know, express a complete thought or a complete idea. So in that way, I think, you know, sometimes it was successful and sometimes it took more than 3 or 4 minutes to say what I needed to say. But that's what I kind of started out with the songwriting on the new one. When it comes down to basically is trying to, you know, maintain a level of creativity and try to focus really on writing good music and songs and playing the best shows that you can, given, you know, the rigors of the tour schedule and the circumstances and all that stuff. And and that's really what it comes down to for me. I mean, that stuff is great, but, you know.
So we'll never see a windmill guitar strumming or a big leg kick from you?
Oh, geez, I doubt it.
Now let's go back to confining yourself to sort of the 3 minute song. If you'll recall, last time we chatted at the Rivoli, it was during the Canadian Music Cafe, and we talked a little bit about Kris Kristofferson, and one of the things I've always loved about him is his economy of words. He can say so much with so little. And one of his sort of treasured lines is, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up is worth the coming down. Now, you've been at this game a long time. There's been a lot of sacrifices. Is believing in what you do a blessing or a curse, and is the going up worth the coming down?
Yeah, that is the question, isn't it? I don't know if I have the answer to that. It's been worth it so far to me. All of the ups and downs have, I found I really feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So
right.
I don't know, it's okay for me right now.
Yeah. Well, keep it up. It's a beautiful work, and it's nice to see audiences responding the way they do. And I understand Tomorrow Night in London has been sold out for some time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's going to be a really great one. This whole tour has been really awesome, actually, and we've had such a great response across the board. It's been our best one yet, too. So,
yeah. You never thought about billing yourself as the Channel Swimmers when you're here?
Yeah, the great Channel Swimmers. Maybe. Think about that.
Yeah, I think you have enough currency with Great Lake Swimmers. Yeah. But great job. It was great to see you in this environment. We'll see you back home.
Yeah, my pleasure. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
churches and looking in bars. I thought that I saw you in the oncoming cars. It was your reflection cast up by the light and into the sky of this dark city night. Up in the tallest of trees, swayed back and forth in the mid-autumn breeze. When the leaves reddened and left to a new land, that it wasn't you. Where in world are you now? Where in the world are you now? Oh, where in the world are you? Oh, where in the world are you? Where in the world are you now?
Yeah, Marcus, the promoter here at the Glee Club, been working here for around 7 years, promoting around this area for around sort of 20. First show was actually in Wolverhampton, sort of right at the start of around sort of 2001, and one of the first shows was Jeff Buckley's solo show, and
wow.
I'd always love
kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always loved music, and doing a show like that was obviously a thrill beyond sort of words to describe it, and but the feeling just went so deep and resonated that, you know, it gave me the most natural and soul-powered reason to continue promoting music forever and a day. And I'm just, you know, I have the deepest smile that I'm still here doing, and to welcome, you know, bands like Great Lake Swimmers, and as you mentioned, sort of the Acorn last week, and it's, you know,
Feist went over well.
Yeah, Feist played a couple of times. Yeah. She's really beautiful, and of course, you know,
yeah.
As if anyone didn't know that. And yeah, it's just, what can you say? I mean, just all these lovely people, and this inspired music coming along, and, you know, it's, I mean, here we are, the second city of England, and, you know, it's a big and very varied population, you know, we're our little niche here, and when it all comes together, it's, you know, it means a lot that sort of there's rooms here that the artists seem to really respond to, equally, I mean, when I first came here purely as a music fan, you know, I felt something about the rooms. It's very important to have the right rooms for you know, for certain artists, and it's all come together very consummately. You know, we're very much a listening sort of hushed in many ways, sort of room. So it's that feeling that the music's going deep into the soul. You know, it's, I mean, I love rock and roll clubs and punk clubs and all that kind of stuff as well.
Sure.
But you know, a lot of the shows that we do here, I think the music really needs to resonate and you know, and draw in at a depth to be fully appreciated. And it's great to be part of creating that.
Now, what do you think the affinity for Canadian artists is? And I'm sure you have sophisticated audiences here, and they know their music, and they know their artists, right? And I'm sure they love artists from around the world. But a lot, I've noticed a lot of Canadian artists have done very well on European tours, and particularly in the UK. What's the relationship? What's the affinity?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, from my perspective and my experience, I would have to genuinely and you know, open-heartedly say that all the Canadian artists that I've booked here at the Glee Club have always been encapsulating and inspired and very creative and very sublime, actually. And I mean, I grew up, you know, listening to, you know, Neil and Joni and Leonard and on and on, you know, so you're aware from that perspective.
Yeah.
And you know, and that however music kind of sort of travels through, I guess when you've got wonderful history and you know, people are, you know, very drawn and they have a faith and it inspires artists and it inspires people. I think there must be a connection that keeps evolving like that, and
for sure,
it feels that way.
Yeah.
I've always put a lot of Irish artists on as well.
Yeah,
a similar vibe, actually. Very sort of a lot of very sort of soulful, organic, natural sort of singer songwriters, and sort of similar thing.
Not just the boy meets girl, boy loses girl theme. I mean, they seem to have something to say.
They do that very well too. Yeah. But like you said, there's a bit more to it. I mean, my background is very Welsh as well through my mother, and sometimes travelling through Wales. And alas, I haven't been to Canada yet. I desperately hope I can at some stage. But so from seeing the pictures and again hearing the music,
we should get you to a music festival in Toronto or something.
Because it's so beautifully described, a lot of the landscape and the life, you know, in a lot of the songs by Canadian artists, and it gives you that feeling. And I've always felt that sort of the spirit that I know from, you know, Wales as a place, and you know, it seems to sort of strike a harmony and a chord sometimes with some of the music I listen to.
The rural feel.
I mean,
the UK has great cities. Canada has great cities, but I think we're more thought of, you know, from afar for our rural flavor.
Definitely. In fact, another artist that just sprung to mind when I'm talking here is of course the Cowboy Junkies. You know, when I
the
first
Trinity Sessions,
when
I
heard Trinity Sessions and White Off Earth now, and in fact when Caution Horses came around, I got my first chance to see them at the beautiful Town Hall in Birmingham. And you know, like, you have vivid memories of you know, of being at a show. I literally remember feeling like, in fact, my friend who was with me that night, what I remember was at a point, he kind of shook my shoulder, and it's as if he brought me back out of a dream into this hall, because I was so gone with the music.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an amazing memory, that one.
Well, thanks for looking after our singer-songwriters and appreciating them, and you know, it goes both ways.
Thank you, and it's a very natural thing to do. There's no need to sort of psych up or come up with a plan. It's just, you know, the music draws you in, and you know, and it remains long after the show. And you know, and I hope the guys take me up on the invitation to come back.
Well, you are obviously in it for the right reasons. That really comes across.
I genuinely, the marker of promoting to me is genuinely if on any day that feeling isn't very present, you know, it's time to walk away and just enjoy music and not part of the work. Work to me is very much of that Patti Smith kind of vibe, where it's all about your passion and your purpose. And I'm it's ever present in me, that is, and if it ever started to fade, I would, you know, gracefully just assume that there's someone else to take the flame. But you know, while I'm feeling it and while the people come by, you know, I'm happy to give it everything.
Yeah, well, you obviously do.
Now here I am.
I sit on a couch by the fire, wondering where is the fruit tree. I am just simply an old tired poet, waiting for the apple to drop tonight. Is Leonard Cohen divinely inspired under the fruit tree in Lotus? I am a vessel channeling lyrics down from the greater consciousness. And if the angels circle my head, come let them sit on my shoulder, for I am not here just for my service. I have been put here to raise the veil between you and me, between the Muslims and Christians, between self-righteous who conquered the serfs, earning more profits and saving the earth. I am not simply here for my service. I have been put here to raise a veil between you and me, between the guilt and confession, between the mortals and flowers of light, between the soldiers and worthiness of life, between the verse, the chorus and verse, liberty and the possession. Connecting everything to the divine through this tiny fruit offering of mine.
Lily Frost, Raise the Veil. Hope you like that, Marcus. Maybe you already know her. But maybe we can ship some more Canadian artists out to you. It was great talking to you, that's for sure. Let's close with another one. This is Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Miles.
Oh, you're laughing, but you are crying too. All of your dreams just came true, all of the good ones, but the bad ones too. So was it worth it? Or were you just pretending about your revolution with a happy ending? Said once you dreamt up a revolution with a happy ending. And something we could all believe. Something we could sink our teeth into. At long last, at long last, a revolution with a happy ending.
So are you creating what you've been wanting to create? Everybody always told you that one day you'd be great. So when you look greatness in the eye, tell me, why does your heart race? And how quick is the rhythm of your anxiety? Why can't you match the pulse of who you think you ought to be? All our generation's greatest had done their best work by 23. They gave us something to believe in. Oh yes, and something we
in a world of next big things. And so I guess I'll travel across the sea where I don't have a family. Nobody knows me. I'll join the revolution in some foreign country where I don't speak the language, so I won't truly understand what's being shouted from the rooftops. And I'll fly back home before my revolution lets me down. And I'll sing of something that I believed in. I swear that somewhere there is something that we could sink our teeth into. At long last, at long last, a revolution with a happy ending. At long last, at long last, revolution with a happy ending.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.